Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Reyna Retirement. Reyna Reyes has dedicated her career to helping people make smarter financial decisions. Reyna Retirement is all about breaking down complex financial concepts into language you can actually understand. Now, here's the co-founder of American Federal Benefits Consultants, Reyna Reyes.
Well, the saying goes that you can't teach an old dog new tricks, but the other end of that spectrum is that you're never too young to start planning. And let me talk to the young people for a second here. Many of y'all took the DRP or you took the VERA. If you don't know what that acronym means, then you didn't take it. But if you do know what it means, a VERA is a voluntary early retirement offer that you accepted and left earlier than full retirement eligibility. Same with DRP. That was the deferred resignation program offered this year in 2025 that many accepted and have now exited, either by virtue of retirement or just separation. Either way, many of you were very, very young, very youthful, you little whippersnappers, knee-high to a grasshopper, and not eligible yet to touch your money without a penalty. What does that mean, you say? Well, remember the two important ages for touching money that's never been taxed. First of all, 59 and a half. There's your IRS birthday for you. That's when Uncle Sam says you're old enough to make your own choices on your own money that you've saved all this time. So many of you under 59 and a half, well, you think, oh, I can't touch it without a penalty. Well, there's another age that's important with TSP, and that is age 55. TSP says if you separated in the year you turned 55 or were already 55 or older when you separated or retired, then you can touch money from TSP without the penalty, without the 10% penalty. And you say, what's that you say? That is amazing and music to my ears. But then there's another demographic, my young, youthful people, who say, but Reyna, I'm not 55 and I didn't turn 55 in the year that I retired. Woe to me. Well, there's a saving grace for you. Let's talk. There is a magical code in the tax code called 72T. And that allows you, if you're underage, to take money from your TSP because you're separated, but there's a certain way we have to do it. So if this applies to you, if you did separate or retire under the age where you're not turning 55 in the year that you separated, which will be this year, we need to talk. If you think or know that you need to grab money on a, you know, on a consistent basis, you need to reach out to me and my team so we can help you establish this the right way. And in a way that's not volatile, so you start taking money from something that can also lose your money. So how does this work? If you say to me, Reyna, I need $200 a month, $500 a month, $1,000 a month, $2,000 a month. Well, we got to first see what your TSP balance is and what we can work with, right? But commonly our goal would be to use the least amount of money to garner you that income while the remainder stays compounding. First of all, but here's an example of what we might look at. Some people say, okay, Reyna, I need $1,000 a month. Well, your age is a factor. This particular person, I believe, is 51 or either 53, one of these two ages, 51, but they're very similar. So if you need a dollar amount, this is indicating, hey, a lot of times we can peel a portion off, we put it into an outside IRA that we'll not lose any money ever, but you can start taking income until you reach one of two thresholds. You've got to continue this for at least 5 years or until you reach 59 and a half, whichever is longer. So this is a commitment. This is something that we don't take lightly. In many accounts, we'd like to make this our kind of last, not last ditch effort, but our last source of income because of that commitment. For example, if I'm 52 and I'm going to turn this on, knowing that I'm going to get my supplement starting at age 57, which is most of y'all's MRA, which is when the supplement will start. Hey, Reyna, I'm getting my supplement now. I don't need this money anymore. Well, no, that's not a thing. You're not 59 and a half yet. You see, you've got to keep having that income, keep taking it until after 59 and a half, or you'll pay the 10% penalty on the whole dollar amount that you've ever taken out. Slap on the wrist. That's like a beating. It's not a slap. So these are some things we have to take into account. So we're done with that example. You don't need to look at that anymore. The thing you want to remember is if this applies to you and you need to grab some cash, you need to reach out to me and the team so we can help you formulate a plan that actually makes sense to you. That is one example of one scenario. There are zillions and trillions of permutations of how that can look. I just try to put it in the most layman's terms possible so you understand what we're trying to achieve, why we're trying to achieve it, and what it might cost you or what you've got to do in exchange for what you're trying to achieve, what you're trying to get out of this. So it's not impossible. It's very, very doable. And it's very, very simple to do as long as you understand that you have a commitment in that as well, right? What do they say in marriage? You got to give a little, take a little, let your poor heart break a little. That's the story of the 72 deep. So reach out, let's get scheduled and go over the options that you have for whether or not you need to grab cash and for how long. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Reyna Retirement. With a strong commitment to ethical standards, Reyna works hard to find the right solution for each individual or family who reaches out for advice. To contact Reyna directly, call 850-450-6500. That's 850-450-6500. Or to reach the team at American Federal Benefits Consultants, call 1-800-872-8857. That's 1-800-872-8857. You can also go online to AmericanFederal.org. Not affiliated with the United States government. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. The information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of their respective owners. American Federal Benefits Consultants is an independent organization, not a government agency or affiliated with the federal government or any state government. The terms CSRS, FERS, FEGLI, and FEHB are all registered trademarks of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. American Federal Benefits Consultants, agents, consultants, or any independent contractors do not provide tax, legal, or investment advice and do not engage in the solicitation or sale of securities. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations.